Senior Pentagon officials had mixed news today on the progress of the war against terrorism. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld said there have been defections among the Taliban forces in Afghanistan, and he said members of Osama bin Laden's al-Qaeda network have been located and targeted by U.S. airstrikes. But the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Richard Myers, compared the current operation to World War II and said it promises to be a tough fight. More now from NPR's Tom Gelton at the Pentagon.
Reminders today from Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld and the Joint Chiefs Chairman, General Richard Myers, that this war will be challenging. Rumsfeld, explaining why special forces will be needed, says the United States cannot defend itself against terrorists. You have to take the battle to them, he said.
Every advantage accrues to the attacker in the case of a terrorist. The choice of when to do it, the choice of what instruments to use, and the choice of where to do it. All of those things are advantages of the attacker.
That means we must go find them, Rumsfeld said, with unconventional military units. Some of those special forces are now stationed with their helicopters aboard the Kitty Hawk aircraft carrier in the Indian Ocean, waiting to be sent into action. Other U.S. ground forces are positioned elsewhere in the region, waiting for their orders. Pentagon officials have repeatedly warned that the operations are likely to bring U.S. casualties. General Richard Myers today told U.S. troops that this is the most important tasking they've been handed since the Second World War.
If they're in uniform today, it's different than being in uniform any other time, I think, except for that World War II period. Clearly, as September 11th has showed, it's a direct threat on the United States, and for that matter, all peoples who love freedom and live in freedom. They passed the weapons of mass destruction barrier on September 11th, for sure. So, and it's global in scale. And it's going to be a tough fight. So I think, at least in my 36 years of wearing this uniform, this is the most significant task I've ever been asked to undertake.
Myers said some fighters in Osama bin Laden's al-Qaeda network have undoubtedly been caught up in some of the raids, though Secretary Rumsfeld dodged a question on whether one of bin Laden's senior lieutenants had been killed in the strikes.
Is it accurate that a senior lieutenant of al-Qaeda might have been killed? Yes. It might have happened. Do I know it of certain knowledge? No, I've not been on the ground. But it would be a good thing for the world.
In fact, U.S. pilots, Rumsfeld said, are now specifically hunting al-Qaeda fighters and going after them whenever and wherever they find them.
You get bits of information as to where people might be, al-Qaeda forces, and you then try to find them. And to the extent you in that process see people moving, then you attempt to attend to that.
Unmanned remotely controlled surveillance aircraft or drones can be useful in finding targets in Afghanistan. The Washington Post and the New Yorker magazine this week both reported that one such aircraft, the Predator, has been armed with a Hellfire missile and can go after ground targets. The Air Force earlier this year conducted a test firing of that missile from a Predator, but defense officials refused to say whether any Predator now in use in Afghanistan may be armed. Tom Gelton, NPR News, The Pentagon.